Okay, b'siyat d'shmaya, we finished the Mishnah Sofrim, continuing Hilchos Tefillin, Simen Lamed Zayin. Zman Hanochas Tefillin, interesting title, okay. So, in Yana D'Yoyma, we're a few days before Rosh Hashanah. So let's start with the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Dalet. Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Dalet. Okay. Commenting on the phrase that appears here in the Shulchan Aruch, which appears in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin, which is that someone who doesn't put on tefillin is poshe yisrael begufan, from the sinners of Israel with their body. And that refers to someone who doesn't put on tefillin. What's the din? Here, dino pasuk b'shas Rosh Hashanah daf Yud Zayin, dafilu ish beinoni. Okay, even if he's a Beinoni, he's 50-50, even Stephen, mitzvahs and averes, and general, the darko shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, the hatos, hakaf, klape chesed, even though Hashem usually, when someone's 50-50, will push him towards the chesed, towards the mitzvahs, towards chayim, he came in, shenimtze, betoch avonosav, Hashem will also look at the averes. What, he's got 1,000 versus 1,000, okay? What are the 1,000 averes? If he sees avon zeh, the aver of not putting on tefillin, kaf chova machra'as. So then instead of usually Hashem will go the kaf schus, he's going to go the kaf chov. Hu muchrach leired legehenim. V'im chatz v'sholom, he's not 50-50, but gamkein avanosim rubim mischiosav, he has more averes than schios. So it's very, and he has this avera in there. Nidon begehenim yud beis chodesh v'achaykach gufan kolah v'nishmosa nistrefes v'ruach mefazeres eifaren tachas kapos raglia tzadikim. Very, very chomer. I don't know. I'm not going to translate that. Okay. Very, very severe. Ein sham betoises the cause of b'shalom asot tshuva. We're approaching. I mean, we're now. Rosh Hashanah starts to make tshuva. This is all if he doesn't do tshuva. Okay, and then the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say, because you see that the mitzvah tefillin is so important, therefore it's very important to buy, make sure that your tefillin are kosher, and that you're buying from someone who has Yirah Shamayim, because the tefillin can pass every computer check in the book, and every checker could check the tefillin and tell you they're 100% kosher, and they could be 100% pasul, because of all the reasons that we've been learning for the last month or so. Okay, let's start now from the beginning. Lamed Zayin Aleph. Godol schar mitzvah tefillin. Great is the schar of mitzvah tefillin. The komi sheinam einicham, and someone who does not put on tefillin, who bichlal poshe yisrael begufan. He is included in this category of poshe yisrael begufan. The Beis Yosef, there's a discussion, brings down from the Rishonim, is the mitzvah tefillin special in this regard? Or tefillin just an example, and other mitzvahs would also be included? It gets detailed, it gets complicated, different types of mitzvah, how it relates to the body. Ein sham for Homer. So now Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Aleph. Okay, on commenting on how great the schar of mitzvah tefillin is. Shekoh ha-meinichan marich yomim ba'olam hazeh. Person who puts on tefillin, it's a schus v'arichus yomim. Skipping a line. U'muvtach shu ben olam haba ve'ein eishel gehenem sholipo v'chol avonosav nimchalon lo. Very, very powerful, the mitzvah of tefillin. Look at the Ber Hetev. Ber Hetev, the fourth line. Ein l'cho gado b'mitzvah sase yose mitfillin. Tefillin is, if you have to rate, mitzvah sase 248, number one is mitzvah tefillin. I don't know. What about Talmud Torah, Kenega Kulam? What about Karim Pesach and Mila? Okay, I don't know. I don't know. Tefillin's very important. Okay, we'll leave it at that. So now, what does it mean someone who doesn't wear it is b'chal poshe Yisrael begufan? So, there's a famous, I don't know if it's famous, but all the Rishonim bring down Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, well, we're talking about someone who doesn't put on tefillin because the mitzvah is bazui. Tefillin, put a piece of cow on my head, a piece of cow on my arm, I'm not doing that. So one with such an attitude is definitely included in this poshe Yisrael begufan. The Beis Yosef wants to say that the Tur and Rabbeinu Yerucham and possibly the Rosh hold that, no, even a person, for whatever reason, doesn't put on tefillin, He's not in the mood. He doesn't put on tefillin, not because he has this disdain for the mitzvah tefillin. He's still going to be included in poshei yisrael b'gufa. And the Bach sets it up, basically lays out three categories that people don't put on tefillin. There is the ikur poshei yisrael b'gufa, like Rabbeinu Tam, it's bozui, he has a disdain for the mitzvah. Then he has two other categories. He has someone who really wants to put on tefillin, but he's afraid. Maybe he's OCD. He's afraid he's not going to have gufnaki. You're going to learn, you need gufnaki. So, he says that for sure is not included in poshei yisrael b'gufa. He should put on tefillin. He's wrong. He could control himself for 5 minutes and put on tefillin, or you don't even need 5 minutes. I mean, so they're talking over here in the postgame about Kriyas Shema Tefillah, but you know, for 1 second he can put on tefillin. Even Kriyas Shema Tefillah is not that long. Then there's a middle category where basically he's lazy. He's got to get to work at 6 o'clock, and tefillin just doesn't fit into my schedule, but I don't have disdain for the mitzvah. In theory, I'd like to do the mitzvah, just not, you know, my list of priorities. So that, the Bach says, is also included. He's also included in poshei yisrael b'gufan, but less of an onesh than the one who has the disdain for the mitzvah. So let's see that now in the Mishnah Berurah. So first of all, what are we talking about? Doesn't wear that Mishnah Berurah got them bays. Perish afilu min yasu rak lefrakim v'koshi gevatel tam mitzvah. So for sure, if he never puts on tefillin, he's included. Even if it's only once in a while he doesn't put on mitzvah, but doesn't put on tefillin, it's included. But prima god im hevi b'shem anachlas tzvida afilu mi shebita mitzvah yom echad who gam kem b'chlal poshei Yisrael. Even if he misses one day, he's going to be included in poshei Yisrael. Now, l'chayre, this would be totally in the machlokes we just spoke out, which Mishnah Berurah is going to talk about. If he has a disdain for the mitzvah, I guess it's possible that he wears every day, and only one day, you know, he overcomes the Yetzer Hara every day. One day, the Yetzer Hara overcomes him. Ah, this mitzvah had enough. And then it gets back on track. Although if he does tshuva, it's not included. So I don't know how the one day fits into the other mahalach. Exactly. Then Mishnah Berurah, if got the gimel.
You're saying it makes sense to the lazy guy or no?
I'm saying it's all hard to understand. Right, how these two categories fit together. Okay? So the Gemara tells us, poshei yisrael b'gufan. Someone doesn't put on tefillin, it's included poshei yisrael b'gufan. And poshei yisrael b'gufan. Okay, so the question is like this. A, how often? And B, why? How often is not putting on tefillin? And why? So how often is either even once in a while or even one day? And why? So we spoke out a few reasons in the Rishonim. Let's see, Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Gimel. Bechlal poshei yisrael, v'davka she'ena manicha b'shul she'mitza b'zuya be'enav. Like Rabbeinu Tam. If he's afraid of a gufnaki, you know, he has, you know, good intentions. It's just, whatever, a little overly whatever. So then that would not be included poshei yisrael b'gufan. And if you skip down, around 5, 6, 7 lines of the period, v'dad, the cross of a bach, da'afir me'en amitza b'zuya b'enav, ach minna milanicha v'nein bitul malacha, o shar hefsim mamon, o machmas atzos. He's lazy, it's not part of his priority, he's gotta get to work on time, can't fit filling into his schedule, even though you could really put on tefillin all day. Gam kein hu b'chal poshei yisrael b'gufan. Ach di yishchalik b'neim l'inyan onesh. It's not as bad as the other guy who has disdain for the mitzvah, but he is still included in this poshei yisrael b'gufan. So if he has disdain for the mitzvah for sure, Bach says even if he's lazy, and the guy who's more OCD and is afraid he's not going to do it properly, therefore he'd rather not do it at all, even though he's wrong, but he's not included in poshei yisrael b'gufam. Okay. Very good. So he said before he came in, the Beis Yosef brings down a Avir Machlokas Rishonim. Is it only tefillin? Or is the Gemara giving an example, and tefillin just an example? And it would apply to other mitzvahs. Now, it still wouldn't apply to all mitzvahs. They talk about mitzvahs that you do with your guf. The very fascinating Bach, who wants to tie it all together. Well, most mitzvahs we do with our guf.
No, we were like, are you wearing it?
And there's I think the Daki Moshe brings down Iran, that even Kriyashma is done with the goof. So once you're including that, so you're including a lot of things. Including not everything, but a lot of things. Mezuzah is probably not Bagufo, and Mahakya is not Bagufo. Not everything, but yeah. So it's incredible, you know, it's a strange lashon for someone who neglects to put on tefillin to call that poshei. He's sitting with his body. If you would, you know, you get into a room of people and ask them who don't know the Gemara, how would you, what? Give me an example. What avera would you say the Torah is referring to? Poshei yisrael b'gufan. No one would say tefillin. No one. So Bach has a whole mahalach. We're talking about a guy who pigs out and ends up with a stomach ache, and he knows he's going to get a stomach ache, and he's going to end up being potzer from tefillin. Therefore, his potzer is a gufa because he pigged out in a way that's going to give him a stomach ache and make him potzer from tefillin. It's very fascinating. Ein sham. Okay, weiter. Lamed zayin beis. Mitzvotza mitzvosan liosam. Mitzvah on alav kolayom. The mitzvah is to have the tefillin on all day long. Ava, b'meishet tzrichim guf naki, because we need a guf naki, shelo yafiach behem, not to pass gas, v'shelo yasiach daito mehem, and not to have hesach hadas. We have to see what hesach hadas means. Rav Nerzal brings down a machlokas achronim between the Gra and the Arizal, but it's already discussed. I think it's coming up. Siman Mem Dalet, I believe. There's big machlokas we've shown him how to understand what does it mean hesach hadas. You can't have a hesach hadas from the tefillin, and it's mina kotzer lekotzer. You know, according to some opinions, it's like very hard not to have hesach hadas, and according to other opinions, it's very hard to have a hesach hadas based on how you define this hesach hadas. But we're going to put that on hold for now. Okay, so therefore, enka adam yochol li zahir behem. Not everyone can be zahir in the guf naki. Not to pass gas, not to fall asleep, which leads to passing gas, not to have a hesach hadas. So therefore, nagu shelo lanicham kol hayom. The meaning became, people were knowing not to wear them all day long. But everyone should be zayah to have the tefillin on b'shas kriyashma utfila. So here, okay, so the b'shas like this. Even though it's hard to go all day, let's say, hesach hadas, whatever that means. Hard to go all day with a guf naki, but for davening, for Kriyat Shema Tefillah, so first of all, it's a short amount of time, so it's not a big deal. And second of all, anyway, you know, when you daven Shemona Esrei, you have to have a guf naki, as we'll learn Hilchos Tefillah Bez Hashem. So therefore, that's no excuse. And based on that, Rav Nevzal writes in his Mishnah Berurah on the bottom. He says, Einani yodea mitzad nikoyon haguf maheta shelo laniach b'sha yomim b'shas mincha. He doesn't know what the heter is not to tefillin at mincha. Ki miachah shemispalel remeimele mechuyah b'nikoyon haguf. A person has to have guf naki for Shemona Esrei anyway. So mincha is much shorter than shachris. It says, what Chazal said, don't wear it all day. It's too hard. But shachris, anyway, you have to have guf naki. So where? But mincha, you also have to have guf naki. And it's shorter than shachris. So what's the big deal? So what's the heter not to wear tefillin at mincha? Remember, the holds maker a din, you have to wear tefillin at mincha. And listen to what he writes here. It's unbelievable. He says, Umori v'chami zikni. I don't know. His grandfather-in-law, the Rav Lezer Yudel Finkel, not the current Rosh Hashiva of the Mir, but his great-grandfather, who is the grandfather of Revitz and Nevinzal. She's a Finkel. Her brother's Ravaya Finkel. Rosh Hashiva is Mir Brachfeld. So, b'meshech nun shanim, for 50 years, hispala b'yichidus mincha. He davened mincha b'yichidus for 50 years, k'dei shuchal v'nech tefillin v'tzinam. He did not want to shake up the Torah world by putting on tefillin at mincha. He felt it was the right thing to do. He obviously didn't feel it was important enough. He didn't want to make waves. He did not want all of Yeshiva's mir to do it. He davened b'yichidus mincha for 50 years so he could put on tefillin. V'chein oga rabbi brisk, l'nech tefillin b'mincha. And he says also, Admar Zal, Rosh Hashanah Zalman, Noakach, B'tkufa Misuyamen. For a tkufa period of time, he also did this. And he said, V'chein terech la'adiv shatzin tefillin, ketfila b'tfillin chashuva yoter, v'yesh b'yose kabbalas o machu shemayim. So in places, I guess, where they wear tefillin and mincha, some do, and some don't, I guess, one who is wearing should be the one to down for the yom. Okay. Now here, there's a very important pure halacha, which we've discussed in the past. We'll just go. We discussed it at length, but here we'll do more bekitzer. Dibar maskel mitzvasan. I am be prima gadim shemistapik. So the prima gadim has a suffix. Im minatara chayev kol hayom. O minatara dai berega echad shemeniach. What is the chi of minatara? Is there a chi of minatara to wear tefillin all day, every second? There's another chi of. Or no? Does it tefillin? There's a chi of minatara to put on tefillin once a day. And the Rabbanan came and said, you should wear it, you should put it on all day. And then bitlu aksho, shein lana guvnaki. And then that went by the wayside because we don't have guvnaki, so we're left only wearing it shachris. Umasik, and he concludes the Ikarin Shel Dvarim Dimlo Yinich Yom Echad Klal Tefillin Bita Mitzvah Saseh. Now, here's what's unbelievable. The story is like this. If you hold the zechiyah of every second to put on tefillin, there's no difference between putting on tefillin today for 10 minutes and skipping tomorrow, or putting on today for 5 minutes and tomorrow for 5 minutes. Because there's no difference from one day to the next. All the days are the same.
Yeah, but it's so hard to say that you don't find that minute thing. We find all chiyumai each day.
That those are the two tzadim. He does, the Mishabur does say down here. Hold on, Mishabur at the end of Sifkat and Vavos is very shtak. Now, there could also be that this is Minat Torah and Midrabanan you have a chiyuv to put on every day. I don't know, that doesn't seem to come up in this Bir Halacha. That the Rabbanan of making it into a daily thing. Okay, so let's see what he brings down from the Prima Gadum. So, the fact that we are, you know, every day you have to put on tefillin, that is the conclusion of the Prima Gadim. If he misses a day of tefillin, he's mavatel and aseh. And if he puts it on for 1 second, so that he was yotzei the chiyuv. Ava mitzvah minamuvcha minatayra liyotzei alav kol yom. It's a mitzvah minamuvcha minatayra to have him on all day. No, minatayra. I don't know what he's saying. Meaning, for sure there's a kiyum d'oraisa every second he wears tefillin. That's not part of the discussion. So what's his mitzvah? This is the chiyuv? Mitzvah minamuvcha minatayra? A chiyuv minamuvcha? I'm not sure. That's what they say from the.
When
there was also someone else says from the Brisker Rav that someone came to Eretz, he made Aliyah, and Eretz Yisrael meaning not to wear Chol HaMoed. And this person felt bad, you know. He used to wear Tefillin Chol HaMoed. So he said, okay, make up the time. It's 5 days, okay, 5 hours, make it up the rest of the year.
Yeah,
that type of thing.
And
what?
Rizor also.
For Rizor?
Well, when he did tshuva?
When he did tshuva, so he said, I didn't do tefillin my whole life. So I told him, okay, so we're going to learn now. The rest of your life, tefillin all day.
Make it up.
Tefillin all day.
That's what he said?
That's what he did.
Oh, really? I am Ubisevi Shus Yaakov Pasit Dvenatera Mitzvah on Kol HaYom, which means not every day. That's not a, okay, but that's not the conclusion people got them. And that's not the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah.
Kol HaYom. Oh,
by night, also by night, really. It's a
Mrs. Tmidus. No, well, at night is a machlokes. Some say Laila Lav is man tefillin. I think we learned this already, but Rav Zvi Chazar. I think we're passing Laila is theoretically is man tefillin, right. But we're afraid that he's going to fall asleep and not have a goof knocking.
Right. So it's really a Mrs. Tmidus, according to him. It's like constant, if you're wearing tefillin all the time.
No, but not Shabbos.
Oh, not Shabbos.
Okay. Are there those that say also Shabbos? It's totally in the Gemara where there were women who put on tefillin because they held that tefillin was. No, that wasn't tefillin, it's tzitzis.
Yeah.
Tzitzis? Tefillin? Mm-hmm. I don't remember. Is it a mitzvah that she has man grama? If you're a chayev all the time, then women should be chayev also. Okay. And the conclusion of the Bir Halacha is it's a chashuv thing to wear tefillin. Most people don't. In Eretz Yisrael, some places they do. Okay.
It's
not mekubal.
No.
Except in the old city.
Somebody grows up in the Rova, so they think it's mekubal.
Right, in the old city.
Anywhere else, it's not mekubal at all.
Right. Okay, he needs to have him for Kriya Shema, otherwise he's made the Shekhar Latzno. He's reading the Parsha of Shema, I have to put on tefillin, he's not wearing tefillin. And tefillah, because that is Takanas Chazal, to have the tefillin on for at least for tefillah, for Kriya Shema and tefillah. B'Shas Kriya Shema and tefillah? From the Shlah. There is a earlier source of wearing tefillin and mincha. Okay. Then we have a braisa in Sukkah that tells us they're katan. A whole list of mitzvahs. When a katan knows how to do the mitzvah, so we have a mitzvah chinuch to be mechanichim in the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, the braisa says, maybe it's even a Mishnah, I don't remember, katan ayadea lishmor tefillin, oviv chayev liknos lo tefillin. If he knows that mishomer is tefillin, the father should buy him tefillin. What does it mean, lishmor tefillin? Rashi over there says, he knows not to bring it into the bathroom. I don't know why he says that. That's what he says. The Sefer Truma, other Rishonim say, he knows how to wear them properly. Don't go to sleep. Don't pass gas.
That's not Pshat.
That's not Pshat. Lishmor
Tefillin.
Lishmor. To be Shomer, the Tefillin. To do the mitzvah properly.
That's not what it said.
That's how I understand. No, continue.
No, Lishmor Chukav is...
Yeah, Lishmor, they do bring Lishmor Chukav down in this context. Okay, I don't know. Rashi must agree. Okay, I have on side of my Mishabura to look in the Melo HaRoim. I didn't have a chance to do that, but it would seem Rashi has to agree. You have to not, if you're not capable of doing the mitzvah properly, you're not chayiv in the mitzvah. That's the whole point of, what's the whole point of chinuch? The kid is able to understand and do the mitzvah properly, now teach him to do it properly. So, my four-year-old might know not to bring the tefillin in the bathroom. That doesn't mean that my four-year-old is holding my gufnaki. This is Machlokes Rashi Sefer Truma Lamaisa. The Mechaber brings down not to fall asleep and not to pass gas. And the Ramah brings down not to bring it into the bathroom. So both of these Rishonim make it into the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Then the question is, what does it mean, katan? So the Pashtus is, the Rubam, Kukulam, and the Posen, the katan's a katan, a minor, under 13. The iter, which would turn out, according to this, okay, let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Kotan ayodeh lishmor tefillin betara, shelo yishan, v'shelo yafiach behem, agav, v'shelo yikarz on the beis hakise. A kotan knows how to watch over tefillin, not to sleep, have gufnaki, not to carry it into the bathroom, or wear it into the bathroom. Chayiv aviv liknos lo tefillin mechanechem. The father has to buy in tefillin to be mechanechem. So, the chayra, kids, what? Kids 10 years old, 10 years old, 11 years old, a mature kid, he can do this. We don't do this, no one does this. Someone in Asian Torah once started up with me, you don't follow the halacha. Okay, fine. So what do we don't follow? Why don't we follow the halacha? So look, that's the halacha. Oh, hold on. So that's how Rav Posek holds. Now there's an itter, and the itter has a raya. I don't know what the raya is, I'm looking up inside. And the itter says that, you know what kata means over here? Kata means he's a bar mitzvah boy. Why calls him a katan? I don't know. He has some sort of raya. That's what the itzer says. He's a bar mitzvah boy. And what's it saying? Even a bar mitzvah boy is not chayiv in tefillin if he doesn't know how to be showing merit the tefillin betara.
Right.
Okay?
That makes sense.
So the Mechaber says, katan, chuto kamashmo, katan knows how to tefillin, you should buy in tefillin. I asked one of the Sephardi of Rechim and Tivari this morning, do Sephardi kids wear tefillin age 9, 10, 11? He said no. So the Ramah Agav, the Yeshomrim, the High Katan, Dav Kushu Ben Yud Gimel Shanav Yom Echad, Bala Iter, V'Cheinagu V'Ein L'Shenos. That, he says, is the minhag to start at the Bar Mitzvah. The Mishavir brings down from the Magen Avraham 2 or 3 months before. Mishavir brings down, most people have a minhag 1 month before. Yekis do 3 months before. So what's Pshat? So here, the bottom, what?
Maishna.
Maishna what?
Maishna,
two
and Nikol Mitzvahs. Tits we give them when they're 3 years old.
Okay, so we're basically relying on this iter.
I know.
We're relying on this iter. But with that meaning, so look at the last few lines of the Bir Halacha, Dibar Maschil, V'yei Shomrim, all the way in the bottom. Because of the Fishita se iter, of Anan Kaim, like Yadas, Kala Poskin, who come out of the base of Osef, Dilonis, Kabbal, Gemara, Hai, Dina, Kla, Lini, Godo, Rak, Lini, Katan. Now go, oh, Mahachar, Ke iter, Shalol, Lini, Rak, Lini, Katan. Hold on a second. It doesn't flow exactly. So the story is like this. According to the iter, you don't put on tefillin until you're 13. Even at 13, you might not put on tefillin. You have to assess how mature he is and capable he is of guvnaki. According to the other poskim, you really should put on tefillin if he's a mature kid at 10 years old. So what do? We really paskin. We're not makel like the itter. It's funny because we're makel and machmir are sort of interchangeable. Because you could say you machmir have to put on tefillin, because machmir can't put on tefillin. You don't have guvnaki, so the wording is a little bit hard to fit in exactly. But basically, tachlis 13, we for sure put on tefillin. Tell the kid to have a guvnaki. We don't do a whole assessment. He can or cannot have a guvnaki. If he's right now, he doesn't have a guvnaki, so maybe he has to wait till the afternoon to put on tefillin like everybody else. But there's no like 13, you put on tefillin. Period. Before 13, we rely on the iter and say that the katan of the Gemara is not a minor, and we do not put on tefillin.
So why is it we don't do the Gemara?
What?
Why is it that we don't do the Gemara? Either way.
So
we're not mekayim the Gemara according to the Chief. According to the Midrash.
According to me, we're not. Well,
there's two pshatim in the Gemara. Either when you're a gadol. Or when you're a katan. When I'm a kaimin.
Why a bar gadol when I'm a kaimin?
No, because according to the iter,
13-year-old has to wear, even if he's
Has a gufnaki issue.
Right. We don't wear it for 5 minutes.
Whatever.
If you know he has a gufnaki issue.
Well, we don't. We wouldn't have to put it on the second he doesn't have a guvnaki. We'll find the time during the day you have a guvnaki and put it on then.
Well,
he
then he has to put it on.
You know, but he has to put it on.
You know, 13-year-old not showing himself. Not doesn't hold himself back from being a fear. It's all partially you should be waiting for.
I don't know.
Why isn't there any other guy?
Right,
I know that I can't
hold
myself.
Right.
But he says here, we don't hold like the Lonis Karbik Marai Dino, they didn't cut the cloud. We don't hold like that. Well, I don't Kaimalan Kedah Kola Poiske against the Ether.
Right.
Starting the Goto. So we're not holding by the Ether with the Goto. So what does that mean exactly? We have to figure it out. But
right.
The bottom line is we don't hold
that's
like
what
the
we
Ether.
Do.
So we don't hold like the Ether by the Pshan Nagmar.
Meaning
like
we hold by the Ether for the Katan. We don't hold by the Ether. Right.
By the other Poiske by the Katan.
It's a little bit of a chont.
Yeah.